Are you still using paper business cards? Man, get rid of them. Get you an Elevation Tap card. It has all your information on one card. All you got to do is tap somebody else's phone and all your info goes on there. It's easy. And guess what? It's only 10 bucks. That's right, $10. So go to ElevationTapCard.com today. Get your card. It's 10 bucks. Pick a color. Hey, man, and you with the new digital age. So, Elevation Tap Card. Elevate how you network.
Welcome back. It's a brand new episode. This is Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host. J-O, and I am with you for number 100. It is episode 100, Johnny. Whether you've been a listener just last week, whether you were a listener because we spoke to the Tiger King himself live from prison, or maybe you've been a listener from the very beginning, when I didn't read Cat Temp's book, I thank you. It's been quite the ride all the way to episode 100. Not every podcast gets this far. Let's just be honest, Johnny. Less than 6% of podcasts get to this point. In fact, most podcasts don't even get past episode 3. That's right. Over 75% of podcasts give it up after the third episode. But Johnny, you kept me moving, buddy. You kept me moving, and we have kept this train rolling into what has become one of the 50 most popular podcasts in the United States on iTunes. And I can't thank you, the audience, enough. So we've got a special treat for you this week. Episode 100 is it is jam. We've got as many guests as we can fit into 100, and hopefully not only do you go, damn J-O, you brought the goods this week, or maybe you go, hey, you know what, maybe at 200 he'll finally figure it out, you know, maybe, Johnny, I'm being real here, Johnny, I'm being as open and honest as I can be. I'm bearing my soul that this show is just getting started. We've got a lot of things coming in the next 100. A lot of things. And I appreciate you. If again, if you've been listening from the get, episode 1, or if you just started, maybe even just this episode, thank you so freaking much. It is very much appreciated. And, you know, we're gonna keep this train moving. Sometimes you just have to put it into existence, right? You have to put the words into existence. I say we're going to go another 100 episodes. We will reach episode 200. And it is now proven that when I verbalize it, when I put it into existence with my words, well, unfortunately, things just might come true. At the beginning of July, not that long ago, in fact, a month ago today, we had an episode. I talked about storms. I talked about the wind. I talked about how I kind of like it. I don't mind when fences fall down, when the neighbor's fences fall down. Because then I can look in and I can see what's up. Johnny, can you roll the clip from July 10th, please? I don't mind if some fences get blown over, frankly. It really doesn't bother me. And I'm not talking about my fence. I mean, forget that. You leave my fence up, okay? I'm saying when I'm driving around, you know, some people are like, I don't like it when, so you know, the neighbor's fences blow down and just looks bad in the neighborhood. I don't mind it, okay? I don't mind seeing what kind of bullshit you're up to. Like, this is prime time for me to know exactly what you got going on. Not a joke, Johnny. I really like seeing what others are up to. And I'm not like a peeping Tom guy. Like, I'm not in the window, you know, finger down on the blinds and peeking through and watching to see what everybody's doing. If I walk by and I see you're doing something out there, I'm going to see what's up. That's it. I'm just going to see what's up. I'm going to see what you're up to and probably talk about it to somebody. That's about it. I will not go out of my way to know exactly what you're doing. For example, neighbor across the street, they had one of those open top dumpsters in their driveway for, 3-4 days. And it looked like they had a whole bunch of tree branches and weeds and whatnot just thrown in, right? A whole bunch of junk being thrown in there. I didn't care enough to go ask what kind of project they were working on. I didn't care enough to drive around their corner lot, drive around the house and see what was going on in the backyard. No fence there. I could just peek right through. No, but when my daughter was going on a walk, I was like, hey, go walk by there and see what's up. That's my interest level with this kind of stuff. So your fence blows over when I'm driving by at my own convenience? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to drive by at my normal speed. I'm going to see what's up. We all know I have rules to this. There is literally, when I'm driving, only one thing that could possibly slow me down when I look over. And that's if a titty pops out. If that little titty pops out, you look over and you see a titty, you will absolutely slow down. I will. They're not one size fits all, guys. We know this. They are all shapes and sizes, so each one is its own individual. One pops out, I'm looking. I'm slowing down, I'm looking. That's the facts. That's the facts. Now, if you heard my words exact, I like to see what's going on, you know, just kind of see what kind of bullshit my neighbors or the people in the neighborhood are up to. But what I did also say is that I don't want my fence falling down. That's the last thing I want. I don't want to deal with that. And yesterday morning, big ass storm. What happens? Freaking neighbor's tree falls down and crushes my fence. So now the neighborhood gets to see what kind of bullshit I'm up to. That's what I get for going on the record as saying I don't have a problem with fences falling down and seeing what's up. Hand up. That one's on me, guys. The good news is it was the neighbor's tree that fell out of my fence. So that one's not on me, right? Like, their homeowner's insurance is going to have to cover my fence, at least. So I'm going to get a new fence out of this. But damn, fence looks like hell now. Until we get a new one. Well, here we are, episode 100. I've got a couple of guests that are going to be joining us here in studio in just a little bit. Grant Pearson, Des Pearson, they've been on the show many times. We've also got quite a few people calling in. Wanted to just wish us a happy 100. And for starters, here's a guy. He's been on the show many, many times. He's my brother, Kyle Odom, calling in to laugh with me.
Hey, Jeremy, this is Kyle. I just saw that I called you last night, and not gonna lie, after a couple beers, I can't really remember what I said. So I wanted to send this message, so hopefully you can use this, and hopefully it's a good one. So I just want to say congratulations on 100 episodes, Laugh With Me podcast. It's been a great time. Been listening since the beginning. Been on a couple times. Been on unwillingly at least one time. That was wild, but it happened. But anyway, love the podcast. We'll keep listening every single week. Keep it rolling.
There you go. Thanks, Kyle. That was awesome. That's my brother. That's my brother right there. Just calling in, wishing us a happy 100. That's what it's all about. Love having Kyle on the show. In fact, every time Kyle's on the show, we gain listeners. I don't know what it is. Does he have his own kind of audience? He's a grocer. He's not in the media business. He doesn't have a podcast or a show of any type on his own. I don't know if he's advertising the pod at his retail location. I mean, maybe, right? Is he doing that? I'm not paying for it. If that's the case, I have not once paid for an advertisement over there. So I'm just on the record there. But holy cow, that's great. Kyle, and I'm sure Kyle will be back on the pod again in the next 100 episodes. So all these call-ins, people send me recordings. I haven't listened to them yet. I'm just noticing that Kyle had sent a second one before that. I thought we just had the one. All right, let's see. All right, Kyle had a second recording coming in. All right, dude.
Yo, J.O. and the Laugh With Me podcast. I just wanted to call and say congratulations on hitting 200 episodes. And I just want to say that you did it without turning your back on the people that supported you. Just kidding. You called me on my motherfucking birthday to turn me into some bit to monetize me, your own brother, you son of calling me on my mother birthday. Jeremy, I trusted you and you turned your back on me and you fucking called me on my birthday. You, that's how I feel. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, that's Johnny. Maybe we needed to listen to these ahead of time because that. So here's. Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah. Hand up. I called him on his birthday. Recording a show. Me and Eric. We wanted to wish him a happy birthday. Fella didn't answer. Fella didn't answer. It's all right. That's how we do it. I really. Now, because I feel like maybe we should have listened to these ahead of time, Johnny. Like, yeah. Anyways, I feel like now we should cut it to break. It's the 100th episode. I've got two guys who have both been on the show. A combined, what, four or five times now?
Four combined, I believe. I think I've been on three times, haven't I?
I think so. So we've got Grant Pearson, we've got Dez Pearson, and together they make Pearson Squared.
See, I always have a problem. People say something squared.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at one of something, and squaring one is one. I'm just saying that mathematically, when you say something squared, it doesn't work. Like double Pearson, yeah, that's fine. But squared is not correct.
Squared, okay.
That's well, what my ex-wife said.
Hey, yo. He's Dez. So after we recorded episode 97 that Dez was on, I found out he has like catchphrases. I wish I knew about the catchphrases when we recorded the episode. It would have been all catchphrases. But here we are. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what she said.
That's not original at all.
That's not original, but...
At all.
I think Abraham Lincoln said that one. That's a Lincoln original.
Lincoln original. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, you know, at the Gettysburg Address, someone's like, that's pretty good, and he's like, that's what she said.
That's, you think it goes that far back?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
I mean it could be something he ripped off from George Washington. I don't know.
Yeah, who are we to,
I'm not a historian.
Were you alive during that time?
No. Okay. No, I am approximately 1 month older than you.
Okay, I'm just trying to get it all square because it's like, here you're talking about it as if you were there, and then Dez and I, we were talking about 9/11, so I'm just like, how did that impact you when it happened? And then he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot.
I missed my ex-wife.
He's just full of catchphrases. He's got punchlines.
Good stuff.
All right, well, Grant, as the audience knows, because honestly, whenever you're on the show, it's some of our most listened to episodes, and I think it has to do... You're our movie expert. People love the movies.
That
people
is true.
Love Hollywood. Yeah. What we're halfway to the Academy Awards.
Yep.
Can you give us one movie you've seen this year that you would say you will absolutely hear about this movie when it comes Oscar time?
There's two hopes for me with this one. There is the big crowd pleaser F1.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Which was fantastic. I don't know if it'll actually end up getting anything, but it's the kind of movie that the Academy Awards should nominate because people like it and people should go see it. So that's one. I'd love to see something script writing for Friendship.
Oh, I just watched it again last night.
Yeah.
So good.
It's fantastic. I don't think it's going to get anything anywhere else but original screenplay potentially. I doubt that we're ever going to see Tim Robinson get an Academy Award for acting.
Right.
He's fantastic in it. Don't get me wrong. Paul Rudd's fantastic in it. Everybody's fantastic. But I think script writing, I would love to see that happen there.
Oh, that would be incredible. And definitely worthy. At the end of that movie, I'm not spoiling anything because it's still fresh and a lot of people haven't seen it. But the end of the movie, when he is holding the gun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not spoiling anything. But what I'm saying is, I was craving and desperate for like a buddy comedy with him and somebody playing the straight role and him just fumbling around, you know, trying to solve crime or whatever. Wouldn't that be awesome? Like what's the movie with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart?
Oh, Ride With Me?
Ride Along. I just watched Ride Along 2 the other night. Again.
Yeah.
I want something like that. Like, give me Sam Richardson in the Ice Cube role, and give me Tim Robinson in the Kevin Hart role, and let's go solve crimes.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, I think I've only seen one thing. Well, actually, technically two things with like Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
He was on SNL, and also he showed me the Sloppy Sticks.
Yes.
He hasn't watched I Think You Should Leave?
There's a lot of stuff in there that I don't think is necessarily appropriate for a 12-year-old.
He lived through 9/11.
He did not. There's a few things I think I've shown him from I Think You Should Leave, but
Sloppy Steaks is a good one.
Sloppy Steaks, just in case you're ever connecting into my internet, that is the network name.
Okay.
Is Sloppy Steaks.
Sloppy Steaks.
So
good to know.
Not gonna tell you the password.
Yeah, well, the hacker friends don't need passwords. They'll find the passwords.
Yeah, and they gotta find me first wherever I'm at.
you got that thing on you at all times. Like they gotta be where you're at.
So anyway, but so he's seen a couple of Tim Robinson things.
Yeah. That's awesome. We're just big fans of that guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see all, like, the artwork and stuff, so.
Yeah, you could see he's in the studio here. You could see I'm quite the fan. I bought so many packs of baseball cards to find that Tim Robinson baseball card to then eventually give up and just buy it on eBay.
Is that, like, the all the boxes in the corner there?
Yeah, like, I just tear in. I've got all these baseball cards, and all I wanted was the Tim Robinson.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that's.
What do you do?
You do what you did. You tried to do it the honest way.
I did.
And then you just went for the easy way.
Well, eventually you get tired.
Yeah, right? there's only so many packs of baseball cards that you can open. There's only so much gum you can chew. Do they still come with gum?
They do not.
What? That gum was terrible. Why would they switch that up?
You can still find packs, like old packs, like the original packs that have the original gum in it. You can still find those.
Yeah.
So if you want like an original, we can go find that stale ass gum, but it's going to, I mean.
I'm pretty sure it'll break like glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll be a terrible Oculus biting into the light bulb sort of situation.
Yeah.
I want to provide some insight. I've actually seen like a YouTuber buy like the 30-year-old gum that came with like Garbage Pail Kid things.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it like when he bit into it, there was an audible crunch.
Yeah.
That's so
you
gross.
Probably shouldn't hear that from gum.
You no, should not
gum,
hear from
gum does not crunch.
Yeah.
That is
well,
one
I know
of life's rules.
I've only got you for a little bit of time here, but I wanted to just say like the YouTube channel at Dez_P. So Pizza Crust Studios, that's where you can find Dez's stuff. But Grant, you're not on it really ever. I know you get credits. I've seen his name in the credits.
Yeah, no, I think you've only appeared in like one or two.
Yeah, I'm not in a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, where are you at though?
I don't know, probably in bed.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's where my kids find me too.
I mean,
Usually I'm somewhere doing something important, right? I'm a big important person.
You are a big important person.
Yeah, I have many leather-bound books.
Yes, you do. Wait, yeah, you know how to read?
No, no. I thought
you
no,
were like a just, visual. Like,
yeah, I just collect them. That's
yeah.
all.
Oh, okay.
like, you know, there'll be a time I want to watch a movie, and it'll be like, I want to watch Euro Trip. And then I'll just be like, Dez, go find it. Because I don't know what those symbols mean.
Yeah, but what a great movie.
Yeah.
Wow. And that soundtrack?
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah. I don't know about it.
Well, we gotta get him in on a short or something. I could probably act, right?
I've done a couple of things.
Yeah, I
and
think...
I showed him something that I acted in once. How did that go?
Yeah, very disappointed look on his face.
It was great.
It was great. Okay.
Yeah, my one of my friends back in my time in the Lincoln, Nebraska was making a short movie, and so I was a part in it.
I think I've seen this movie.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's actually two that I've been a part of. The other one I don't have a copy of.
One for sure I know I've seen.
Yeah.
Have you listened to his music?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Was it the Onion Armada?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna put that in one of my videos.
Yeah, so you have music that you own. Like, you should have that in your...
You need some exposure.
I have eight songs.
Eight songs that you could use over and over and over again.
Exactly. I think somebody people did, want to get tired.
Yeah, I think somebody posted them somewhere. I don't know where.
Probably.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That's over 20 years ago.
Yeah, but that's what we do. Is we just talk about the past.
I love the past.
The Onion Armada was revolutionary. I can't believe they broke up, man.
We're starting the new wave, man.
We gotta get the band back together.
Let's get the band back together.
All right. Well, the next time we talk, I'll have not put the band back together.
Hey, let's get the band back together. Let's get them on the pod. Let's talk about the old days, but more importantly, talk about the new days, because there's a new day coming.
Nude A.
Yes.
Nude A is coming.
Nude A is coming. Yeah. Oh.
We need a new album. I'll be the PR manager. I know what to call it.
You could shoot the documentary.
It would be called Layers by the Onion Armada.
That's funny, actually.
That's good.
Boom.
Yeah.
You
that's funny.
You earned a billion sales.
Yeah.
A billion. Nobody buys records anymore.
What's your catchphrase?
That's what my wife said.
Yep, there you go.
Boom.
That's where you got to throw that in.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, nobody likes music anymore.
Well, everybody likes music, but they like them one song at a time.
Yeah, it's nobody's like looking at it going, man, I wish I could listen to the entire Tickets to My Downfall.
Well, that's insane. Why would you even – why would you bring that particular album up in my face like this?
I'm just saying, you know, nobody's like, I gotta listen to the whole thing. They're like, I wanted to listen to the one hit song off of it, and that's all you need.
This is insane.
Well, I feel like every song on the Onion Armada's Layers album, they would all be hit songs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all I do. Write hits.
Banger after banger after banger.
There would be Shrek. There would be Armadine. There would be...
You've already written the songs?
Yeah. There's
this is incredible.
Easy. Yeah, this is easy then. Yeah, if you can write them for me, that would be fantastic.
It would be perfect. We'd become famous overnight.
Absolutely. Okay, let's do this.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like we're back in the studio.
Okay.
I'm not in the band, but we're back in the studio.
Yeah. Remember, were you there election night when I was just walking around playing guitar, singing songs about the election?
I wasn't there, but I do know of this story. Yeah.
Was that 2004?
I believe
what?
So.
Yeah, that was the 2004 election. We were just watching the results coming in, and I kept playing songs, some of them more depressing than others.
Huh.
Just
people. Riffing.
Yep, just riffing.
I could make songs. I can make election songs. Here's one. Biden. And also the other guy. All are in the election. Except for Biden, because apparently he's being replaced. But then the other guy got voted in. And that's the end of the story.
I feel like he's been asleep for the last year. You know, a lot happened, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Like, since that moment you just sang about, a lot has happened.
I don't think I'm aware.
Has anything big happened?
This is why you this is why you don't remember 9/11. This is exactly why. You've just got brief parts of your life that's just gone.
I'm pretty sure that was a little bit before he was born.
Yeah.
I think that was like 24. 4 years ago or something?
I don't know. I don't keep track of 9/11. Why are we even talking about 9/11 right now?
I don't know.
The 100th episode of Laugh With Me, and Dez is over here. All I want to talk about is 9/11.
Hey, you never forget a thing like that.
You never do.
No.
The hashtag. Never forget. That's awesome.
What's with the $10?
So this is the first money I've ever made doing comedy.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So if anyone, so I frame it because if anybody ever questions that I'm a professional, look at that.
Did you just tell
people
jokes?
Paid me.
Did you just like tell jokes to a teenager and he gave you $10 to screw off?
No, okay? No, that is not how it went down. It was an actual show in an actual theater with actual people in the audience that paid to come see me. Not me necessarily. I was just one of the cast, but I was there and I told jokes.
You did? I don't know if I was there for that one.
You were not, but it's a funny story about that show in particular. I almost shit myself on the drive over.
Jesus Christ. That was graphic.
Yeah, to the point that I had already made terms with it. I was okay. I was going to do this, and I was going to just have to immediately come up with jokes, and this was going to be my act that night because it was going to be bad. And but luckily I was able to park and get inside, and nothing tragic happened.
Good.
But
good, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, just a little side note for you guys. Well, yeah. All right. Well, thanks guys for hopping on episode 100 of Laugh With Me. We'll have you both on again.
Congratulations.
That's what my second wife said.
I was going to say congratulations on a 100 episodes, but that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should end the 100th episode.
It probably will end the entire show altogether.
No,
like we will
no,
not have
no
101.
No more episodes will ever be made after that.
Are you going to have a Quaid army?
I need a Quaid army.
I know. I was just thinking about that.
But what do we call each other? Like, what are we?
I don't know. We got to figure that out.
But there needs to be. There's a population of people out there. What are we calling ourselves?
I don't know.
It has to happen organically. Like, it's got to. But I'm with you. I think we do need something.
Odom Golden Listeners.
Odom. Oh. We're going to keep working on this. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hey man, it's Kent Maslowski. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I hope you have 100 more, or more than that. I hope you have a lot, just a lot more.
Thanks, Kent. I hope we can get a lot more too. I guess we'll just see what happens, huh? I mean, at this point, I mean, Kyle's pissed. Yeah, that's at least Kent didn't tear us down in his video. Johnny, next time we do something like this, we're going to go ahead and listen to the clips ahead of time. Okay? New rule. Well, one of our most popular episodes of season 4 has been the interview we had with the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic. Called in from prison and, you know, kind of just gave us 15 minutes. That's all you can get, right? I think that's how long his phone call was from prison. It was like 15 minutes. We'll take 15 minutes from the Tiger King. And if you haven't listened to the episode, please go back and listen. It was a fun 15, as the ladies call it. And yeah, I mean, the Tiger King, the guy's trying to get, he's trying to get that pardon still from the president. And he's certainly working it hard to do what he can to get out of prison. Sometimes I think he forgets that why he was put in there. I mean, he did. He did pay somebody to try to put down Carole Baskin. Now, some of the other stuff, who knows? Maybe he did have witnesses or whomever that were lying and made things up, and that's some of the charges against him were sentenced to that because they lied. But he did try to pay somebody to kill Carole Baskin, so he still got to figure that one out, huh? I mean, I'm sure I would imagine anybody, any president that's looking to pardon him is like, well, I mean, the animal stuff, maybe not true, right? Maybe not true, but how do you explain trying to hire an undercover FBI agent? That one's tough. But with that being said, we did enjoy having the Tiger King on. And here we go. The Tiger King. Go back and listen to the episode. The Tiger King, he did have something he wanted to say.
This is your leader, President Donald Trump, not the Tiger King, Joe Exotic. Joe's an interesting character, and I may pardon him or I may not, but that's up to me as I'm in charge of everything. Congratulations on 100 big, beautiful episodes of Laugh With Me. Would have been better if I was a guest.
Man, it's the 100th episode of Laugh With Me with Jeremy Odom. It's your boy, Lavetti Vegas. You know I'm a regular guest on here, man. 100th episode. Do you really think we would get to this point with all the shitty episodes? I didn't think so either. But this is where we are, man. Jeremy Odom, Laugh With Me, 100th episode. Y'all know what it is, man. Go listen to it. It's your boy, Lavetti Vegas. No fumbles. Let's go.
All right, Johnny, we really have to start listening to these before we put them out. That's, oh, my goodness. Well, thanks, Betty. Thanks for the kind-ish words about episode 100. The Betty, you know, he was the 2024 Laugh With Me podcast guest of the year, and he's putting the work in, trying to go back-to-back. He's got stiffer competition this year, but he's putting the work in. He's trying to go back to back. Well, here we are. We're getting to the end of the episode. We haven't heard from our guy, Eric Larson, quite yet. And if you're wondering why a guy who's been on the show probably half a dozen times already this year, why haven't we heard? Why is he not on episode 100? Well, I'll tell you why. He's been on vacation for like a month. And if you go back and listen to the last few episodes, you can hear he's been doing these, these kind of vacation blogs where he calls in and just kind of tells us what he's doing on vacation. He's been all over the place. He was up in the Dakotas. Last we heard from him, he was down in Georgia, in Atlanta. So let's check in from Eric. We have another vacation blog type deal we've got from Eric. So here we go. Let's hear from Eric.
Jeremy, this is Eric, travelogue number 4, day 10 of the epic North Dakota-Georgia trip. I'm going to try to do this one a little bit differently because it's currently 9 a.m. in Georgia on a Saturday. I am standing on the top deck of a boat, pontoon boat, that's about to go out onto Lake Allatoona. So setting this up today, I'm going to be out on this boat for 8 hours, and then I will attempt to give you a call back tonight to tell you about the adventures. But real quick this morning, just wanted to hit on one topic. I was walking by a Levi's store the other day and saw some big signs in the window that said Baggy is back. And they had, you know, the baggy jeans, baggy shorts, baggy jean skirts. And, you know, it just, it kind of made me laugh. I mean, you're another student of the 90s, you know, a lot of formative years in there. And, I mean, Levi saying that Baggy is back while having those displays, I mean, those are weak. That's weak Baggy. If Baggy's back, then JNCO jeans are back. You know, those jeans that had the huge back pockets, like if you put your wallet in there, it'd be bumping on the back of your kneecap. That's Baggy. The shit that was in there, that's nothing. That's weak sauce. Frankly, I had doubts about Generation Z beforehand, but I'm wondering if they can hang. Because if they're thinking that Baggy's back, like, they've got a lot of work to do to get there. But that's all for this morning. Again, I'll give you an update here later on today. Bye.
Yeah, I would have to agree that with Eric there, as he's checking out the JNCO, or he's talking about the Levi's store, the Baggy's back. But here's the deal. Those JNCO jeans, it wasn't even that your wallet would be hitting the back of your kneecap. You could fit a skateboard in your back pocket. Like, those were the biggest back pockets anyone had ever seen. It was like they took, you know, the MC Hammer pants from the 80s. Actually, those, that would be 90s too, right? Those big old MC Hammer kind of pajama pants. And then they, except they made them into jeans. I mean, that's essentially what it is. If we were to ever talk to the original designer of these big-ass baggy pants, I'm sure the MC Hammer pants would have to be some type of an inspiration, I would assume. They're like, what if those were jeans? I don't know. I think Eric's onto something there. So that was Eric. He was on a boat, and he was on the boat in the morning. He was about ready to sail off. We do have one more travel log from Eric sitting here. It looks like it came about 10 hours later. So, Johnny, I'm scared. We really should have listened to these ahead of time. I'm a little concerned.
Jeremy, this is Eric for my fifth and final audio log of my fantastic journey from Nebraska to North Dakota to Georgia. I've been on a boat drinking for the last 8 hours, and I've come to several just universal truths. I've seen the blessings of the sun, of the sky, of, you know, whatever religion that you practice. I understand now, and I have clarity. My shoulders are incredibly sunburnt. I'm incredibly dehydrated, and I drank an incredible amount of alcohol today. But I have the clarity that I've been lacking before. You know, this life that we're on, it's not about blackjack or baggy jeans or any of the things that I've spent time talking about in the last couple of travel logs. This journey is all about the friends and the people that spend time and continually invite you to boat day. I mean, those are the most important people. And I know that this might be a very foreign concept to you, but I'm really trusting in Johnny to kind of convey this, that when you're really loved, like universally loved, like probably the most popular person on the boat, people are always inviting you to boat day. They always want you to be on the boat. So if you're not getting invited to boat day, that probably means that you're not me. And That's a truth. Like, that's, you know, that's just how it is. And the rest of all of these problems, they're all just static. It's all just sparkles in the sky that don't really matter to anybody or anything. It's just, are you getting invited to boat day? And for you and pretty much the entirety of your listening audience. I mean, they're not getting invited to boat day. So they'll never be party to this truth. But I hope that my travel logs through here have enlightened them to what they're missing and what they could achieve if they just applied themselves and became friends with the friends of the friends that I have in Georgia.
So here's the deal. It's episode 100 on my show, Johnny. On my show. And my good buddy, Eric Larson, sends a travel log from his vacation. He's vacationing. He's traveling the country. He's like, I want to tell you my stories. I want to tell the people my stories, my thoughts while I'm out there. This will be good. And I go, awesome. Let's do it. And he gives us some nuggets along the way, right? He's playing blackjack in the Dakotas at the bar. You can go to the bar, you can just play blackjack, and probably the money, the proceeds, go to some charity like the Boy Scouts or something, right? That was good. That was a nice little nugget. Then we're at the Airbnb, and we're talking who gets to decide who gets the big room, because there's some, when you're rooming with multiple groups of people, you just, who knows? How do you decide who gets the big room or not? Okay. Then you go down to Georgia. Then this idea pops in your head. Hey, what are strippers doing during the day? We know they're busy at night, but what are they doing during the day? Why not open a themed car wash? This is Eric's genius. Then he goes on a boat. He has a nice little boat day, and he decides on my show to take a shot at me. You taking a shot at the king? On his birthday, episode 100? To say I'm not invited on the boat? Yeah, that might be true. I don't know that I've ever been invited onto a boat. That might be true, but that doesn't mean I'm not the life of the party. What if I was on a boat? What if somebody had reached their hand out and said, Jeremy, come on the boat. I guarantee you, I hop on that boat gingerly and I instantly become life of the party. Damn it, Eric. Johnny, we got to listen to this shit before we put it out there. That didn't make us look good, dude. Johnny, it's episode 100. Well, now I'm in a bad mood. This was fun. This was a good episode, Johnny. This was 100 episodes. Thank you to anyone who's ever listened to our pod, who's downloaded, who's liked, subscribed, commented, shared it, told somebody about it. Where's the hat? We have hats now. Thank you to everybody who's ever spoke positively or negatively about the Laugh With Me podcast. We appreciate it, okay? All news is good news, right? Thank you so much. Anybody who's ever been a guest on the pod, from Guest of the Year, Lavetti Vegas, to some of our youngest guests, Dez, Hattie, our young content creators, to everybody in between, from the Tiger King calling in from prison, Jake Silverman, stand-up comedian from New York City, Zach Peterson, one of the Midwest's best stand-up comics going right now. Thank you so much to everybody who has ever called in and been a guest on the show. Stephanie Purcell, Emmy award-winning Stephanie Purcell, one of our first guests, took a chance on us. And I can't say thank you enough. As we march toward another 100, and I tell you what, can't wait to get Eric back on here now and ask about this. To you, Johnny, thanks for sticking with us here. It's Laugh With Me, podcast with Jeremy Odom.
The Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.